Brock, without throwing specific teammates under the bus, how discouraged are you by some of those drops at the moments they happened?
You know, I'm not discouraged by the drops at all. You know, at the end of the day, we're a team. You know, you can never point the finger at anybody. You know, there was, I'm sure everybody on this team, offense, defense, special teams, you know, would look at themselves in the tape and they'll watch it tomorrow and probably say, you know what, I could have made that play and that could have been the difference. So no reason to point any fingers. Everybody fought hard. Unfortunately, you know, Oakland played very well today. Coach Del Rio had a great game plan, and we just came up short.
Brock, when guys are dropping passes, you're missing on your passes, you're getting hit like a pinata back there, you're not playing well in the red zone, how much does that affect your confidence as the game goes along?
It doesn't affect my confidence. You know, the biggest thing I think in this business and you know, for an offensive football player, for a defensive football player for that matter, is playing the next play. And you have to have a short-term memory. So whether, you know, you had a good play the play before or a bad play, that one's behind you and you have to move on to the next one. And that's what we did all night. Unfortunately, we kept making mistakes. I wasn't making the right read at times. I wasn't making the right throw at times. And it culminated in a loss tonight.
Brock, I talked to you briefly about Khalil Mack this week, and you said he's as good as there is in the league. What do you think about him now?
He's, you know, Mack is still as good as anybody in this league after this game. You know, he played a tremendous football game. He's a great football player. We knew he was a great football player. And, you know, sometimes you just, it's hard to do, but sometimes you have to give credit to, you know, the opposing team when credit's due. And Mack played a phenomenal football game.
Brock, when you have consistent trouble in the red zone and they pile up within a half, when does that start becoming like as much a mental thing as a physical execution thing?
You know, it doesn't. I believe each red zone appearance, we were seeing different things. We were seeing different coverages. We were seeing different fronts, and we were running different plays. So I don't think any of them bleed together. The biggest thing is, as an offense, and it all starts and it stops with me, I have to find a way to get our offense into the end zone and scoring touchdowns. You know, anytime a defense holds a team to 15 points, I believe you should win the football game. And it's your job as an offense and as a quarterback, and I'll take full responsibility for it, but it's your job to not kick field goals and score touchdowns in the red area.
Not to bring Mack up again, but on the safety, did you feel the pressure, see the pressure, or was it totally blind there?
No, I did. I felt the pressure. I knew it was coming. Obviously, I knew he would be coming quick. Unfortunately, you know, there was a situation where I had an open receiver. I was trying to get the ball out, but Mack made a great play. He got there, you know, faster than I could get the football out. And then at that point, after I'm assuming it was him who hit me. I still haven't seen the tape. You know, now you're just trying to gather the ball and just trying to find a throwaway. But, you know, credit to him. You know, he just kept coming and he kept playing hard, and he's a great football player.
Brock, it's been since the first quarter against San Diego since you guys have been in the end zone. How frustrating is it as an offense, and what can you do, especially knowing that at some point you may have to start splitting reps again with Peyton and maybe he's coming back for his job?
Well, the way you fix it, it starts with tomorrow. And tomorrow you go and you evaluate the tape and you really look at the red area hard and you say, okay, how could we have scored touchdowns? Was it me missing a read? Was it me missing a throw? And that's what we'll do. You know, we'll look at the tape extremely hard tomorrow. We'll see what we did wrong in the red area. But like I told you guys before, I believe that it's the quarterback's job, no matter how the day is going, good or bad, to get his team in the end zone. I didn't do that today. I'll figure out a way to fix it, and we'll move forward.
Brock, after one of the Demaryius Thomas drops, he was at the sideline, kind of had his head down. You were seen consoling him. What did you tell him?
I told him next play. I said, play the next play. I said, that one's over. I said, I'm going to come right back to you, and you're going to make a big play down the stretch. I said, focus on the next play because that's all that matters.
Brock, they didn't blitz much. They played one safety deep most of the time. You're not taking a lot of shots downfield. I know that's the play call. Do you feel the coaches are being a little too conservative with you at quarterback?
I wouldn't say that. You know, I thought the coaches put the players in position all night long to make plays. And once again, when you look at the grand scheme of things tonight, I believe it boils down to me. You know, it's my job as the quarterback to find the open guy, get the completion, move the offense, and score points. So I wouldn't point that out to coaches. I thought the coaches put together a great game plan, and it's just up to us players to execute it.
Brock, generally speaking, you're the tallest guy on the field when you're playing. Why do you think your ball gets knocked down at the line of scrimmage as much as it has been?
Yeah. I think that's a credit to the Raiders. You know, they had a great game plan. They were playing a lot of cover two today. They were taking our outside throws away to Demaryius and Emmanuel and basically just giving us the short inside middle of the field, and they weren't really rushing their interior that hard. You know, they were kind of playing volleyball a little bit, and, you know, that's when as a quarterback, you know, you can't throw the ball outside. You know you can't, and you're just trying to find passing lanes, and, you know, I think I was jumping around a couple times just trying to find that halfback in the middle.
Peyton Manning on the sidelines, was that at all helpful to you, just having another set of eyes out there?
Absolutely. Having Peyton's eyes out there and talking to him, you know, in between each series was a huge help. You know, Peyton sees the game when he's playing or not playing just as well as anybody. So to have an extra set of eyes, especially his eyes, out there and helping me and coaching me through the whole situation was something that I appreciated a lot.
Yeah, one pass, the first and goal at the two, Virgil.
Yes.
In the back, that just get away from you?
Yeah, unfortunately it did. You know, that's one of those plays where I was telling you guys before, I have to make it. You know, Verge was open in the back of the end zone. You know, there's clearly a lane to throw a touchdown pass, and I missed it. And that's one of those things that we'll learn from tomorrow. I will learn from tomorrow when we watch the tape, and I'll make sure that doesn't happen again.